Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Friday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, welcome to the conclusion of our walk through the Gospel according to James in chapter 3. And now we're almost through chapter 4. And next week we'll proceed moving on toward the end of our slices of fresh bread from God's Word, the bread of life, specifically in the epistle to James. But today, here we are in James chapter 4, and we're finishing out the chapter in verses 13 through 17. This is God's Word. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will do this or we will do that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. So here the conclusion of James again refers to this matter of living life with gospel wisdom from above that manifests gospel truth and love in how we function in life. Now, he's dealt with us in our relationships that we are to kill the old man and the passions within so that we do not pursue with lust that which our brothers and sisters have and then be guilty of either emotional murder or verbal murder or even actual murder. Or we covet and then we steal either emotionally, intellectually, or actually. He said, no, you don't want to do that. What you want is wisdom from above that is peaceable and righteous and is sown and produces righteousness and peace in the lives of those who are around us and who are hearing us. Well, now he gets to the end of this chapter, and now what he's telling us very clearly is how we are to live with wisdom, and that wisdom is manifested in a calm, collected, confident, resting in the Lord Jesus. And so much so that when we talk about where we're going to go and what we're going to do, we always say, if the Lord wills. And so here he says, today we're going this place. Tomorrow we're going to go into such a place. Here we're going to do this. Here we're going to do that. He says, you ought not to live like that, nor speak like that. But you want to go and make your commitments of where you're going to go and what you're going to do with this phrase, God willing. Now, that doesn't mean if God wants me to go, he'll pick me up and move me over there. But it does mean that the Lord will direct your steps. Most of the time, his direction is accompanied by peace, that there's a sense of the presence and peace of the Lord. When people are filled with the Spirit of God, and they love the Word of God, and they've trusted the Son of God as their Lord and Savior, then boasting in and of themselves and our achievements and what we're going to yet achieve, well, that disappears. On the contrary, it's if the Lord wills. And so what God has called us to do is to rest in the Lord, not to restlessly take the place of the Lord. If you do that, he'll humble you. Why don't we humble ourselves, acknowledge the Lord is the Lord, and for the Lord, this is what we're going to do, this is where we're going to go, this is what we're going to say. God willing, that's what we're going to be, that's what we're going to say, that's what we're going to do. But we rest in the providence of God, and we rest in the strength that only God supplies, and we rest in the purposes of God, whereby whatever we do, whatever we say, wherever we go, it is all for the glory of God. Wisdom people don't live to bring attention to themselves or advance themselves. They die to themselves, and they bring all the attention and adoration and applause to their Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Now, that's another slice of fresh bread. We finish for the week. Be with God's people this Lord's Day. Worship the Lord, and I'll see you back here for another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.